Welcome back to the WKEI Morning Show, live from our Yem Auto Group studios. And joining us live in the studio is the mayor of Kewaunee, Gary Moore. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Let's talk about last night's Kewaunee City Council meeting. It was a lengthy meeting, as usual.
there was a lot of discussion items.
There were plenty, yes.
You know, nothing, you know, no real hot topics, but, you know, there was a lot to talk about.
And the lead topic last night had to do with wood burners, and this has been an interesting topic to learn about. I actually know a lot about this subject because we sold one of those here on the air even before this ordinance came up, and they're a wonder, these things.
I'm actually surprised that more people do not have them, you know, now that we're looking more into setting up the ordinance for it, you know, maybe people will look more into it, but with the new burners, you know, none of them are completely smoke-free, but they're relatively smoke-free. I don't know all the details and all the technical terms that are involved with it, but I know they re-burn the fuels before they are emitted, so a lot of that smoke is, you know, eliminated. So they're actually, you know, a relatively clean option, you know, for somebody that wants to have an alternative to heating their home or using it as a water heater, what have you.
And there's still things, though, that a city has to concern itself with about where this type of burner can be placed near a home and how what can be burned inside of it, and making sure that people aren't taking advantage of those things.
Absolutely, because, you know, there are still some emissions that have come from that. And so, you know, you can't, you know, burn rubbish in there, and definitely, you know, old tires. I do know, you know, a person years and years ago that had a burner that he would burn old tires in, and you know, that's just an absolute no-no, especially this day and age with all the restrictions that the EPA has put on there and the guidelines that they're involved with their rulings. So, you know, that's just one of the things, you know, that you know, you can't do. It's strictly, you know, for wood or possibly the wood pellets, and I also known people that have had corn burners where they've burned corn in them.
And then, of course, there was a question about stacking wood. And again, these are things that maybe people just don't think about on a regular basis. But this type of thing can be a pest to people who, you know, live in your neighborhood, and they see that you have this ungodly wood pile sitting outside.
And to be honest, I had more of a concern with that aspect of than the stove itself. You know, naturally, I have concerns about the setbacks from property lines and away from buildings, you know, for safety purposes. But, you know, the stacking of the wood, I just don't want to see, you know, great big piles of wood that, you know, could introduce a pest into the neighborhood. So, you know, if you know, people just, you know, do their due diligence and keep the wood stacked neatly and as the guidelines state, you know, 4 inches off the ground, whether it's with a pallet of some kind or some kind of a stand that they can sit on, that the wood can sit on. You know, as long as people, you know, take care of the wood piles, you know, there shouldn't be any issues.
I imagine Keith Edwards, our director of community development, could probably sell one of these things right now if he wanted to, because he knows that much about them.
He has spent a lot of time on this, and he's provided the council with a lot of very good information. You know, my hat's off to Keith for all the input that he's had in this subject matter, and you know, he's. You know, this actually came up, you know, quite some time ago, and it's just kind of been put on the back burner. So I'm glad that it's finally gotten moved forward and that we are going to get something in the books, you know, that allowed people that wish to have a burner to, you know, move forward with that.
One of the things about these that was decided last night is that there's not going to be, you're not going to need a permit to have one of these.
Well, you still have to have a permit.
Okay.
But the special use permit is what we decided not to go with. Yeah, I think, you know, just the fact that we're going to have a permit, we're going to be aware of, you know, who has these in town, and you know, so we can kind of keep an eye on the situation. You know, the special permit, I could see some benefits there as far as neighbors, because, you know, there are people that have breathing issues in town or health issues of some kind that, you know, potentially, you know, I guess, you know, this could, you know, have a have an issue with some of these people, but I think, you know, your open burning is going to be more of an issue than these wood burners will ever cause for anybody with health issues.
Indeed, because most of these, the good ones are clean burning for the most part.
Absolutely.
That standard, of course, being that there's still something coming out of there.
Yeah, there are still some emissions, but they're very limited from my understanding.
The other discussion item, of course, that you briefly mentioned was a discussion of the bidding process in the city of Kewaunee, and you'd seem to be open to the idea of allowing for escalating bids, whereas the other members of the council seemed more reserved about that idea.
Yeah, and it's one that the city of Kewaunee was not accustomed to, but in the last few months, we've received two of those types of bids. And I can see both sides of this argument, so I didn't have a real strong stance either way. But when anybody goes out shopping, they want to get the best deal possible. They don't necessarily want to put their highest amount out, right up front if they do not have to, if they're not required to. So I can understand where somebody may I'm going to bid this, but I'm willing to pay more if it is necessary. I can understand that way of thinking, and actually, it was kind of hinted around that those types of bids are wrong, but there is nothing wrong with that type of bid. The only time that type of bid is not allowed is if there's not a cap. You can put that type of bid out as long as there's a cap, but the rest of the council kind of leaned towards not wishing to have that escalating type bid. So, we're going to forego that in the future. And when we put bids out, that'll be in the packet that we will not accept those type of bids. So, it's just one of those things. I could see where some people may be deterred with the escalating bid, and I can see some people that may be deterred not having that available to them. So, it's one of the things, you have to kind of pick your battles, and that's not one that I was willing to fight over.
Will there need to be an ordinance written over this, or was the discussion last night essentially the statement from the city that we're no longer going to accept escalating bids?
Yeah, no, I don't think we're going to require an ordinance. It's just the fact, the council stated, so it's just a matter of how the packets are issued so that when the bids are put out, it'll be a standard issue in the packet that we will not accept the escalating bids.
And there were a number of items on last night's agenda, but one that stood out for me was the city of Kewaunee discussing an open-air gun range.
Yeah, and Keith Edwards has had some soft inquiries, on this issue, but there's nobody that is actually looking to open a gun range in Kewaunee at this time. But, should somebody want to in the future, we have ordinance and, it's going to be put in place that will allow them to do so, and it can be regulated and kept an eye on.
It is a business that has some potential in this area. Galva recently closed their open-air option for people to go shooting. So this is something that could be a potential business for somebody.
Oh, absolutely. And there's a lot of gun owners, and so a lot of people, they just don't have an area available to them to go shoot. So, yeah, there is some potential here.
That just last night just means that somebody could be able to apply to do that.
Yeah, somebody could. Nobody has at this point. Like I said, Keith has had a couple soft inquiries over the years, but nothing permanent, no hard inquiries, somebody actually looking to put that business in.
And the bottom line is that a city does need to have some sort of structure in place to allow for something like this.
Absolutely. And, like I stated just a few minutes ago, it also gives us the opportunity to know where that business is going to be and to be able to regulate it and keep an eye on it. Because, when you're dealing with guns, that perks a lot of attention. And, some people, they, get a little nervous when you start talking guns and having guns coming in and out of neighborhoods. So it's just, with the ordinance in place, it gives us an opportunity to keep an eye on the situation.
We're talking with the mayor of Kewaunee, Gary Moore, today on our Tuned In program. And also on the agenda last night was a contract for internet technology, IT services with Access Solutions was the bid that was chosen on this. And there was a lot of discussion about exactly what this contract entails.
Yeah, it wasn't a small piece that we introduced there. But it's very necessary. I think in Kewaunee we've been very fortunate, with our cyber, uses that we have not had anybody, come in and hack our systems. But we are experiencing, some problems where the system is just not able to keep up with a lot of what we're doing. It's being overburdened, and so you know this will allow us to, you know, allow, you know, keep the employees working at a steady level, and they won't be held up by, you know, the system rebooting and such.
And also, you know, when you talk about and people don't really understand this technology, I guess the type of dangers of this technology, but ransomware is something that cities across the country have had to deal with.
It's unfortunately becoming more and more common all the time, and you know, we need to do everything we can to try and protect ourselves. And even with, you know, technology in place and with IT services available, you know, places still get hurt. It's just, you know, but you still have to take every measure possible to try and protect, you know, what you have available. And you know, we have a lot of information, you know, a lot of sensitive information on our servers. And you know, we need to keep that out of people's hands that wish to do harm.
Another topic that came up last night during council communications was a talk about noise ordinances in the city of Kewaunee. How do you feel about where we currently stand with noise ordinances?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of talk, you know, as far as the decibel levels. And in my opinion, I think we're making this a lot harder than it has to be. We have noise ordinances already in place. And you know, those are based on what a reasonable and prudent person, you know, considers offensive. And I understand, you know, that there's going to be differences between each person, and what is offensive to me may not be offensive to another person and vice versa. But, you know, when somebody has a complaint, you know, what spearheaded this conversation last night was a complaint from a local bar that has a beer garden permit. And when they have live music, you know, some of the neighbors are not appreciating that and claim that when they're in their residence trying to watch TV, that they can't hear their TV over the music that's playing, you know, next door. So, you know, my opinion, when these complaints are happening, the people that are offended by the loud music need to call the police department, have an officer come down, invite that officer into your home so they can hear what you're hearing. And, you know, our officers are all fitted with body cams that pick up noise. And if that noise is as loud and as offensive what these people are claiming, you know, it should be picked up on that body cam. And therefore, you know, that is something that can be taken to court to either prove or disprove the complainant's issues.
Now, finally, before we let you go, this wasn't discussed last night, but it was in the packet for this week's Kewaunee City Council meeting, and that is that City Engineer Scott Hinton is going to retire soon.
Yeah, see, that is coming up very quickly. You know, personally, I'm extremely disappointed to see Scott go. I think he has been a big benefit to the city in the short time that he's been here. You know, it sounds like he's going to enter the public sector of the engineering, and you know, I wish him nothing but the best, and that is something that I am hoping that myself and City Manager Gary Bradley can sit down with Scott and get his opinion where he feels the city would be best suited moving forward as far as having an engineer on our payroll.
Now, he made an immediate impact with what took place up at the wastewater treatment plant.
Oh, absolutely. You know, his input and the work that he's done there is just fantastic. In just the last month and a half, between the work that he's put in and also our city manager, you know, the city, between revenues saved and new revenues coming in, you know, we've had over a $300,000 impact, you know, towards our budget, which is, you know, I don't know a city around that wouldn't appreciate that kind of a boost with their budget. So, yeah, there's been a huge impact and greatly appreciated. You know, and I just don't have enough good to say about Scott and the work that he's done in the short time he's been here.
But now the question turns and will likely come up at a council meeting about whether or not the city should have a full-time city engineer or a contract engineer that is used as needed.
And yeah, and that's an issue that I want to sit down and discuss with Scott and just get his opinion on where he feels the city would be best suited moving forward.
All right. Well, Mayor Gary Moore, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
And thank you, Sean. Appreciate you having me.